Hi, it's Dan Flink here with the latest. We have a roadmap back from COVID-19 with National Cabinet announcing a three-stage plan. Some of the step one measures will allow restaurants, cafes and retail to reopen and local and regional travel will be allowed, while outside gatherings of 10 people will be given the okay and up to 5 people will be allowed in your home. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy's explained the outside limits.
So that if things do break out, if we've only got gatherings of 10, that means much less potential for transmission. So some states, though, don't want to open cafes and restaurants initially because they feel that their situation, they would prefer to take some time.
Stage two will see some interstate travel given the okay, larger gatherings allowed, and things like gyms and cinemas reopened, while all interstate travel will be allowed by stage three, and pubs and clubs will also be back in business. Meantime, the states and territories are announcing when to expect stage one measures to be rolled out. The ACT is kicking things off from midnight tonight. South Australia will move to stage one on Monday, and Queensland will see an easing from May 15. While Tasmanian Premier Peter Goodwin says things will start easing there from Monday, with gathering restrictions to slowly start easing by May 18.
In terms of funerals, they will increase from 10 attendees up to 20. National parks and reserves will open to residents for exercise, but you'll need to only access parks within 30 kilometres of your home.
WA will reveal plans Sunday. Victoria and New South Wales will make announcements next week. Kaiser star Nathan Peach is getting a flu jab today, saying a bad experience he suffered in 2012 was the only reason he hadn't got it yet. The hooker, Bryce Cartwright, and an unnamed Gold Coast player were stood down today for refusing vaccinations. Coach Justin Holbrook says he supports any decision which gets the game back.
I'm okay with whatever ends up, if it gets changed in any area, whether it be through the vaccination or whether through when we can go to contact training or not. It's the experts are making the right decisions, and we just got to be compliant with it.